Okay, good evening. It's good evening to everybody, and thank you for joining. Apologize that I was away. I hope everybody else got a chance to be away a little R&R. I want to speak tonight a little bit. Somebody asked me to speak a little bit about learning during the early years of marriage.
Does Rebbe want to record?
I'm recording. Learning during the early years of marriage. And the best advice I can give on this topic comes from a discussion that I had with my own Rebbe and then my subsequent experiences with this. And bigadol, obviously, the issue here is not a simple one, because in the early years of marriage, your wife needs a lot of focus, and in your early years of marriage, your learning needs a lot of focus. So what do? Your wife needs focus, and learning needs focus. So how do you balance? And basically, it could be that the answer that I share with you, based on my story, won't help you so much, but hopefully it will help you, because a lot of times in life, when you have two competing needs, so you have to realize that both needs are important, and you have to negotiate both of them. So let me tell you my story about this. So I got married in June, and right away I went up to camp. I worked in a camp that summer, which was crazy, whatever, living in like a bunk, and we like shared a bathroom with a single counselor, whatever. It was crazy, a bunk in camp. It was nuts. My wife was, I can't believe she agreed to go along with it. It was a camp that my father was the director in, but you know, there were no screens on the doors. It was like, forget it, it was like nuts. Anyway, we got back to Washington Heights in September. I was in the Kollel. And I asked for Mordechai Willig, you know, morning Seder, I was in the Kollel. So morning Seder, I was learning in the Beis Medrash. Afternoon Seder, I was in Rav Shechter's Kollel. So it's Shana Rishona. What should I do about night Seder? So Rabbi Willig said to me, when I was in Shana Rishona, my Chavrusa in the Beis Medrash was Rav Ezra Bick from Gush. And we used to learn night Seder in my apartment. I was married and he wasn't. And my wife loved the Kol Torah in the apartment. And my wife used to bake cookies and for us as we were learning. And she felt part of the learning. And it was Gishmak. We had Shana Rishona in the house. So my Chavrusa was a guy named Benny Krause. He's the principal of SAR Elementary School now. So Benny Krause is my night Seder Chavrusa. So I said, oh, my Rebbe said we should learn in the house. So the first night back in Elzman, whenever that was, 1990, I guess, Elzman, 32 years ago. So we started in Chavrusa. And then 20 minutes in, the phone rang and my wife needed help with something. And then 10 minutes later, my wife just had a question that she needed to ask me. And then 15 minutes later, there was another question. Like, anyway, by the end of the night, my wife said to me as follows. When you're in this house, I want you to be my husband. If you want to learn, go to the Beis Medrash. I don't want you learning in the house. Go learn in the Beis Medrash. This way, when you come home, I know that if I need something, you'll respond to me. And you're not gonna feel fatracht all the time. So here you have that Reb Mordechai Willig learned with Rav Ezra Bick in the house, night Seder Shana Rishona. And Kamenetsky, that started the next 15 years in a row. Because my wife threw me out of the house for night Seder. 15 years in a row, I learned night Seder out of the house for the next 15 years. And it was great, because this way when I came home, my wife knew, now we're husband and wife. Now we got to get things done. Now we can talk to each other. So I just think that this story highlights that the tension, that the story highlights very much the tension. There is no question that in the early years of marriage, the wife needs a lot of focus, maybe more focus than in the later years. You're building your connection together. You're building a relationship together. There's often a lot of struggle in the early years of marriage. There's often a lot of struggle in most marriages, I would say. In the early years of marriage, you're getting used to living with somebody else full time. It's difficult. Everybody has a lot of struggles in the early years of marriage. You're used to just worrying about yourself, and now you have to worry about somebody else all the time. Everything you say, Everything you do impacts somebody else. Every decision you make impacts somebody else. It's, you're not deciding just for yourself anymore. You're deciding with somebody else. So the decision about whether to learn Night Seder in the house or out of the house, or to learn Night Seder at all, Shana Rishona, has to be done together with your wife. It's got to be done together with your wife. Now, hopefully, you're going to marry somebody who really cares about your learning and is going to push you to learn. And actually, my wife, I'm blessed to be married to somebody who gets such a geschmack when I'm happy with my learning. She's so happy when I'm learning. She loves when I'm learning. And that's an important thing to look for in a wife, somebody who's really, really happy with your learning. At the same time, you know, you're out all day, you come home, and then right away you run back out at night. It's not so pushy. It's not so simple. So do I have any quick and easy and simple answers? Obviously, I don't. Rabbi Willa gave one answer. And for me and my wife, a different thing worked much better for us. And my wife was much happier that I was learning out of the house, so that when I was home, I was home. But I think that in this case, like in many cases, the question is better than the answer. The question is better than the answer. We have to be sensitive to both factors are important. Your wife needs your attention in early marriage, and learning needs your attention in early marriage. And together, you have to negotiate what makes the most sense for your own growth and for your own marriage. And it's like that with a lot of things in marriage. But the key thing is, you got to talk it through. Hopefully, you married somebody who wants your growth in Ruchnius, and is, and she will get so much joy and pleasure out of your growth in Ruchnius, and feel so proud of your growth in Ruchnius. You want somebody who just wants your growth, and she's going to be giving of her time. She realizes she has to share you with the Rabbonu Shalom, right? She has to share you with your own growth. She doesn't have exclusive rights to you, you know. But at the same time, you have to make compromises. But early marriage is also so important to start the early marriage with learning. And before you have children and before things get complicated and busy, that's when you actually can learn a lot and be focused on your learning. Now, there is this whole question about whether or not you should push off having kids in early marriage to allow you to learn more or to allow you to go to graduate school. This is a big, big, big issue. Huge issue. It's connected to this issue. My Rebbe, Reb Mordechai Willig, holds chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to push off kids for any reason whatsoever. My Rebbe likes to say, I hate saying it, but my Rebbe likes to say a few things. He likes to say, if you're old enough to get married and you're mature enough to get married, then you're mature enough to have kids. Getting married, he says, after the woman already has a kid or two, he says, I'll be the first to give heterim for birth control after you have kids. But beforehand, chas v'shalom, he's very strong about it. And I've asked him even recently, he has not changed his shita. And he even says, I hate saying these words, but I'm just quoting from my Rebbe. He says, the same people who ask me for heterim for birth control, I don't give them. They're the ones coming to me crying, how come we can't have kids later? It's a halodavarhu. It's something to be thought about. Again, Rabbi Simon has a different approach. Rabbi Simon is much more lenient about giving heterim, and I think many rabbanim are more lenient. But, you know, I'm a Talmud of Rabbi Willig, and I'm the guy giving this talk. So I got to tell you what my Rebbe holds. My Rebbe holds that marriage is having children. And if Hashem wants to give you the bracha now, then Hashem will give you the wherewithal to figure out how to end. And every child that's born is a gift, is a nace. Every child that's born is a miracle, is a nace. And if a person gets married, the point of getting married is to have kids. Again, I'm not judging. If you have a heter from your rav, I'm not judging. Chas v'shalom, I don't mean to judge, but I'm the guy giving the thing. So I got to tell you. So before you have kids, like right away when you're married, before you have kids, that's such a great time to start to have learning be an important part of your marriage, and your wife feels part of that learning, and she's so proud of you that you're learning. And she married you because you're stark about your learning. And your learning is a life, is for your lifetime you're going to be learning. You're going to be learning for your life. So the beginning stages of marriage is the best time to learn. And even when the baby's still very young, yeah, you have shibudim, but But it's still such a beautiful, special time to start the marriage with learning. Even when you're first married or when the kid is very young, you know, you still don't have so many expenses. You know, you don't have to worry so much about parnasa, young part of marriage. So the learning in the beginning of marriage is so special, right? We say ish v'isha, the yud and the hey, the yud of the ish and the hey of the isha, right? If Hashem's there, it's a fire of, it's an ish of tahara. If Hashem's not there, it's very rough, the beginning of marriage. The foundation of marriage, of a beautiful marriage is Torah study, is Torah living. In the beginning of marriage especially, it's such an opportune time to learn, to have that menuchas hanefesh. I mean, some of the best learning I did was the year in Grus, you know. In retrospect, you know, we didn't have kids for a couple of years, not because we weren't trying to have kids. We were listening to the Rebbe, we didn't have kids for a couple of years. And in retrospect, you know, it was great for my learning. I learned a couple of years without having any kids. Not so many. Hashem blessed us with kids pretty soon after. But children are a bracha. But the more learning you can get in early years of marriage, well, by the time you're ready, you know, your kids get older, then there's a lot more. You have tuitions, and you got carpools, and you got providing for them. Life gets much more complicated when that happens. So the ikar message that I'm giving to you is that your wife's focus and attention is very important, and learning is very important. And how exactly you balance them, to me, the fact that you feel the kasha, you feel the tension, is the most important thing. Together, you have to work out. But together, you have to work out what makes the most sense. Different women, different people are going to need different amounts of attention from their husbands. Different women are going to need different amounts of attention from their husbands. Some, like my wife, needed very, very little attention in the beginning years. Maybe now, maybe a little more. But in the early years, you know, she's busy, I'm busy. You know, it's interesting. I remember in Wayu Smicha, so Rabbi Dr. Irving Levitz, so he discussed what's the relationship that's the best one. And I got it wrong. I was young. I didn't know. Like he asked us, let's say this is the husband, this is the wife. So Dr. Levitt said, what's the healthiest relationship for a husband and wife? Is it like this? Is it like this? Or is it like this? In other words, you mamas share every single piece of your life? Or like, oh, you like ships passing in the night? Or like, you know, most of your life is together, but you each have a little piece of your lives that you don't share. Which is the healthiest? So I thought, I was such a knack, I thought, this is the best, that you're going to share everything with your wife. He said, no, that's not the healthiest. The healthiest is, the studies show, that the healthiest, no, you don't have to, not every, you have your own life also. It's not like you're mamish tied together, every single thing you share, every single thing you do together. No, you may have your time you learn, and she might have her time to do what she's doing, or whatever she knows she's, running the house, or doing other things, or lots of other things that the women do, that they need to do to make sure that we can do what we need to do, and she needs to do what she needs to do. So It's a shared decision. It's a shared time. Your wife needs your focus and support. She needs to know that you care about her and you care what she thinks. And hopefully you're going to make the choice to marry somebody who's going to be supportive and push you to do the most in your learning. Let me take some questions if anybody has any specific questions. I see that some guys here are married already. Some guys here are not married yet. So it'll be interesting to hear the take of both. Yeah, Arya, what do you say?
Yeah, what are Rebbe's thoughts on like modeling Hashem, like Limud Torah specifically for children, after learning inside the home and not?
It's huge. That's huge, huge, huge. That's huge. It's not enough that the kid sees you going to learn in a Beis Medrash. The kid has to see in the house that learning goes on in the house. Honestly, if you ask my children, the thing that they noticed about me the most, you hear, listen to them talk, is Shabbos afternoon. They knew my time, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. I hold myself up in the office and I'm learning the whole time. That's what they remember. What they remember is that I'm learning on Shabbos. During the rest of the week now, I don't learn as much as I would like to. But Shabbos, they knew I don't have pressures. Nobody bothers me. They remember, that's the thing you'll ask them. They'll ask them, they remember that that their father was sitting and learning on Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is a day that we learn. That's set aside for learning. That's what they remember the most. The model that a parent has for a kid learning in the house, that now again, it's complicated because you learn in the Beis Medrash, it's easier in the house, there's more distractions. You know, it's around 15 years ago, my wife made this room for me. She agreed to take a piece of the living room of the den, cut off a piece of the den and make a study for me. She knew that that was important to the house, that I have a place that I could retreat to and close the door and learn and teach. And you know, I like to call it my Kutzker room, my Kutzker room. Lahavdil. I mean, that's not. I'm not comparing myself to the Kutzker. You know, but they say the Kutzker, the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years of his life, he never left the room. They would slide food underneath the door, and he would just be in his room. I'm not holding anywhere near that Madriga, but that's what he used to call it. But it's very important to learn all this. Any other questions? Any other questions, thoughts about the talk? We need something from a married guy. Don't worry, we know you're not asking for you. You're asking about your neighbor. You're not asking about you. You're asking about you. That's okay, you don't have to ask. All right, if anybody wants to ask me privately, last chance. If you want to ask me privately, you can ask privately. What are the thoughts on next week? What was the suggestion next week? The suggestion was, Arya, what are the other suggestions?
I think it was some men's question about what is monotaxy.
Oh, that's a great topic. I already spoke about it, because I have a selfish moves about that. What is the difference? Should we talk about the pros and the cons of modern Orthodoxy and yeshivish world? You want to talk about that? I mean, I already spoke about it, but it's already on Why You Torah. But the challenges of each. I think we'll look in the chat, see what else there was. Shkoyach, guys. Yeah.
Maybe the challenges have changed.
Maybe they have changed. Yeah, Ezra, you want to say something? I'm sorry. Okay, everyone should have a great night. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Take care.